The IRS scandal just keeps on giving and taking more of our money away. The National Weather Service says that the twister that hit El Reno topped the charts, an EF5 twister, but that's not all. And so much more in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How's it shaking, everybody? Across the plains and down south and everywhere in between, I'm fond of those nooks and crannies. So fond of the nooks and crannies. It's going to be an interesting summer for me as I'm going to head out west and take the show to L.A. We're going to head out east and take the show to Philadelphia. And we may also head to the Gulf Shores and take the show there as well. Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates. I think the saddest thing that I came across during the day was what I feared when we saw how devastating the twister was last Friday in a place called El Reno, just a stone's throw really away from Moore, Oklahoma, and a suburb of Oklahoma City. Now it's confirmed because the National Weather Service said that, you know what, this EF5 twister that hit less than 2 weeks after what happened in Moore was just as deadly and, in fact, had winds of 295 miles an hour. 19 people now, officially they're saying, died in the storm. There was flooding. It was brutal. Three well-known storm chasers lost their lives in that one. The Discovery Channel is going to do a tribute to them, by the way. Winds, terrible. Structures would have been knocked and flattened in half, but there weren't that many. They say that this one, what was so scary about this one, was how it, what it looked like. And you're talking about a rural piece of farmland and grazing land, mostly, pieces of them. And it happened at the end of this 16-mile path along Interstate 40. So you had people that were killed when their cars were tossed around like it was nothing, like they were matchbox cars. And what was also strange was just, boom, how it hit so quickly. How all of a sudden what looked like just a big, dark kind of backdrop, if you will, just over the hill on 40, suddenly formed into something completely different. So a cattle stockyard was hit. There was a vocational technical center that turned it into just a twisted piece of metal. But it's the lives that they worry about so much. And a 2.5 mile wide tornado just wouldn't look like a tornado to most people. It looks like a dark cloud hanging below the horizon. That's the best description I can give you. And then all of a sudden, it turns into a funnel. And I bet that's what caught so many people off guard, because they weren't expecting that. It didn't look like it. It just looked like a really bad skies. Really bad skies. But when you're talking about 2.5 miles, as far as the width, too, they say it's the widest ever recorded. Specifically, 2.6. Widest ever recorded. So a lot of things, if that had been like in Oklahoma City, there would be no Oklahoma City. If it were downtown, I mean, forget about it. Since we're talking about oddities at the top, I'm going to mention this. I have family that live in Florida. It is the sinkhole capital of the world, and this happened just down the street from a family member. Winter Park, Florida. Another sinkhole, massive sinkhole, opens up. Two homes in this subdivision, unsafe. Just all of a sudden, one day you're walking in the backyard, the next day you better not be walking in the backyard. Can you imagine this? I'm just thinking of this. 40 feet by 50 feet wide, 30 feet deep. All of a sudden, noticing that the whole backyard, somebody looked out the window and it looked like a mess. So because of this craziness, of sinkholes, they decided maybe I better not go out in the backyard. And it turns out that the sinkhole swallowed up a pool, drained it, cut a path into her next door neighbor's yard and the house behind her house. Bummer. Oh, my neighbor's pool is now in my yard. And they, you know, they say the same thing. They can't determine the cause. They can't speculate. What opens up these holes? Well, crews were digging across the street. They were installing a new pump. Maybe that was it. It's kind of strange. They're drilling. They're putting in six wells. Maybe the vibration, the constant vibration, is what caused the sinkhole, though that seems very, very strange. Remember, it was in February when a sinkhole opened up beneath a home near Tampa, and it killed a man. He was in a room, and it killed him. It just sucked him down. I mean, so these things are pretty serious. They just roped off this area, and luckily they caught it ahead of time. You know, you have a dog, somebody's running out in the backyard. Who knows what could have happened? It's crazy. You just got to think that, I mean, if Florida is ground zero for sinkholes, there's something more to it. There's something more with the ground, obviously, that's happening there, or you wouldn't have this large sinkhole opening up in Winter Park, what happened in Tampa, and who knows where the sinkhole actually, you know, the sinkholes actually start to open up. They're worried in Tampa, I know, with some of the land there, and now they have to be worried in Orlando, too. All right, coming up on America Tonight, this hour, talking about government waste and frustration. Dan Epstein joins us, Cause of Action, talking about the what should have been money that was supposedly allotted to community organizations, the CPPW, they call it, is actually being funneled towards some lobbying, which is a big no-no. This all goes back to the stimulus and goes back to money that was supposed to be used to help people in certain communities across the United States. But lo and behold, it turns out lobbying is somehow in the middle of it. Will it amount to anything? Will any heads roll as a result of it? Only if people are diligent. And Dan talks about that. More abuse, speaking of being diligent, we haven't heard much about the victims of the IRS. We're hearing about the luxury hotels, the free drinks, the free food, the training conference that cost $4.5 million, the nights in a $3,500 a night suite, the crazy speakers that were hired for an outrageous amount of money. But what about the people who were actually hit by being targeted? The Tea Party groups. The Tea Party groups, some of them anyway, testified on the Hill. You're going to hear that coming up next. Specifically, Betty Gertzen, who's the president of a Tea Party group in Alabama, was very upset, saying, "Wow, how can this be? My government somehow has left me out in the cold. Federal regulations say that tax-exempt social welfare organizations can engage in some political activity, but the activity can't be their primary mission. So lots of the groups would have fit in there, but they never got their 501c3. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Interested in scoring political points. I want to protect and preserve the America that I grew up in. The America that people cross oceans and risk their lives to become a part of. And I'm terrified it is slipping away. What the government did to our little group in Wetumpka, Alabama is un-American. It isn't a matter of firing or arresting individuals. The individuals who sought to intimidate us were acting as they thought they should. In a government culture that has little respect for its citizens.
In order to raise money, I filed an application with the IRS in January of 2011, seeking to obtain 501c3 status as an educational organization. As of today, I've been waiting for 29 months without status.
It's time to figure out who made this happen. You could tell the emotion. You could hear it in Becky's voice. As I said, we would let you hear what she had to say. She was one of the people that testified today on the Hill. Becky Gersten from Alabama just wanting what she felt was her right to go after and was repeatedly shut down. Same with Kevin Coogie, who also waited for such a long time, as you heard him mention, over 2 years, trying to get the status cleared up, then they definitely both would have been in a situation where they would have been tax-exempt their groups. Is this the America we want to live in? And the answer is, of course not. Of course not. The IRS scandal is so easy to pound into the ground, but what a mess this has turned out to be. What a mess. And it just adds more credibility to all of us who want to see the flat tax. Give us the flat tax. Hey, you can't administer this group correctly. You can't corral yourselves. You're giving yourself bonuses while you're shutting out other people illegally. Then with this culture, we can't somehow dig to the bottom of this and find out who sent the memo out targeting these conservative groups? What dummies. If it was for a political reason, it was stupid because it backfired, it didn't do anything, and only makes the IRS look that much more crazy and more hated. More calls now to abolish, to get rid of the IRS. Of course, you had the conference stuff that I talked about at the top, and I haven't even given you all the nitty-gritty on that, the crazy Star Trek videos and some of the other things that they paid to film. But intimidating is wrong. The IRS already, I think, frightens people and hammers them for what sometimes rightfully they should claim, just in a tax situation. Now, what should have been tax exempt was not, and the stonewalling that went on was outrageous. So the scrutiny that was given was just dead flat wrong. But we know that. We've been talking about this. So we're tired of this culture of political intimidation and misinformation and discrimination. So who is responsible? Is it Washington? Somebody in Washington? Certainly the Cincinnati office didn't do this on their own. Certainly Lois Lerner, who took the fifth and is on paid administrative leave, did not come up with this brainchild. Somebody else was pulling the strings on this one. Somebody else ordered tougher scrutiny of applications for tax-exempt status for Tea Party and Patriot groups, people that had those in their names. So we have no less than six congressional committees and, of course, the Justice Department investigating the IRS. That's a whole bunch of people trying to get down to the bottom of somebody making up stories and telling lies. Maybe in the end, somebody goes to jail for this. Maybe there is criminal activity that could be proven. Wouldn't that be good? It's mind-boggling that it got as far and as big and as wide as it did. Why would they even go in that direction? I don't understand. That's what I would want to know. Who put out the memo? Why'd they put it out? I would want to know the reasons. Are they trying to score points with somebody? What ultimately, what was the real reason behind that? What was the real reason for that? Oh, by the way, since we're on politics for a second, did you know the House rejected the prison expansion for the Gitmo detainees? It's strange because while they're talking about, meaning the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue are talking about, let's get the detainees off Misfit Island in Cuba, shut that sucker down and bring them back to the United States, no matter what the cost is, while expansion plans were going on. I'm selling my house, but now I'm expanding it at the same time. Anyway, this little old bill is called H.R. 2216. What does it say? None of the funds appropriated or otherwise made available to the Department of Defense in this act may be used to construct, renovate, or expand any facility in the United States, its territories, or possessions to house any individual detained at the United States Naval Station, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for the purposes of detention or imprisonment in the custody or under the control of the Department of Defense. Couldn't they say that easier? Somebody gets paid to write that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So it's not going to happen. That's good because there wouldn't be two mistakes anyway. One wrong, turning into two wrongs, would not be a good thing. Guantanamo stays open at this point. Does that change to ultimately we see a move away from it? Could be. But if it's going to happen, and this is part of the payoff of here's what I promised during my first term, now I'm carrying it into my second, it has to happen quickly because tick, 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 the sands of time wait for no man. And if this is part of the payoff, then they got to start talking about that. That has to be the discussion. How much money is it going to cost? Who are we moving? Where are we moving them? Speaking of moving, the judge in the case against James Holm Holmes, rather, his insanity plea was accepted in that Colorado shooting. The judge said, okay, I'll take it, reason of insanity. He ordered that a contested notebook Holmes sent to a psychiatrist to be turned over to the prosecution. I'd be curious about that. I want to know what's in that notebook, the specifics, not what is thought to be in the notebook. So in the next couple of weeks, remember, Holmes is the guy who last July killed all those people at the Colorado movie theater, of course. So he's got to be examined from the folks at the Colorado Mental Health Institute to figure out his mental state and whether he knew right from wrong when he unleashed that massacre on that packed movie house. Now, I'm tired of people hiding behind the insanity plea. What do you think here? He's charged with 166 counts of first-degree murder, attempted murder, weapons charges, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he ruined so many lives. If you looked at the matrix of the people who were affected by this, it's outrageous. 12 died, 70 others were wounded. It was the worst mass shooting in our history. So if he is convicted, he faces the death penalty. If he's found to be insane or suffering from a mental defect in any way, hey, they can't put him to death. So they want that notebook. That's why the judge ordered to see that notebook. Remember, it went to the university psychiatrist, Lynn Fenton, the day before the shooting. So they has to be given to the prosecution next week. I want to know what's in it, because it's been sealed since July 23rd when they picked it up in the university mailroom. Now, here's the thing. They keep saying his psychiatrist, his psychiatrist, his psychiatrist. He had one counseling session, or she had one counseling session with Holmes. That's it. 6 weeks before that shooting. Supposedly, he told her he had homicidal thoughts. But she was, and that's it. The one time she saw him, she reported it to a campus police officer, but what happened and how was that communicated and was anybody else warned? We don't know. It was just one session. So it sounds, see, that's the story behind the story. When it first came out, it sounded like she treated him a couple of different times, but it was once. Dan Epstein coming up next, Cause for Action here in America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Familiar face or voice certainly on America Tonight. He's back again with an interesting follow-up. We talked maybe 3-4 weeks ago about a report that they put together on communities putting prevention to work, and they found out about taxpayers' dough, your dough and mine, what was being used for lobbying. So now as a follow-up to that and to the policies the Government Accountability Office released, they found that there are at least 7 or so examples of potential lobbying. Explain, Dan, what, first of all, the whole accountability cycle and why this is disconcerting.
Well, you know, this is something that goes to the general questions about, you know, how much of our taxpayer dollars is this administration spending, and ultimately, what is the money being spent on? The cause of action investigation, which took place over a 20-month period, focused on this Communities Putting Prevention to Work program, which was funded by the stimulus. It was supposed to be creating jobs for Americans. And yet what we found was that not only was this not creating jobs, but what it was doing was supporting activities that lobbied with our tax dollars. They lobbied for soda taxes. They lobbied for smoking bans. And ultimately, what Cause of Action found is that, you know, federal statutes say that any lobbying with taxpayer dollars is prohibited. It's illegal. And yet what we now know is that even though Cause of Action did a 20-month investigation, members of Congress, including Senator Susan Collins, asked the Government Accountability Office to also do an investigation on these CPBW funds. And ultimately, the GAO investigation came out recently, and you know, it found two clear misuses of our tax dollars, one case for lobbying, and the other case, it appeared like it was planning for lobbying activities. And yet, neither of these recipients of our tax dollars was prosecuted. Neither of these recipients were effectively audited. They continue to receive our tax dollars, and they're likely to receive more of our tax dollars because what was a $700 million program is now going to become a $2.5 billion program. And so the fraud is going to magnify. And yet we have a federal government that hasn't effectively audited and prevented this fraud.
Yeah. And it's interesting, too, when you break it down. It's so scary. I was reading this. There was a $7.6 million CPPW grant to the County of St. Louis Now, this was exactly what you're talking about, to fund an anti-smoking community action plan for the locals, the local activists. So under that plan, they meet with the governor, state legislators, they advocate. That sounds like lobbying to me, doesn't it? When we're talking about cigarette excise taxes and everything else thrown in between.
You know, that's right, Kate. And I think ultimately the question is you know, people are going to have different views on these things. You know, obviously we know that in places like New York, there's been regulations on soda cups and all of these other sorts of things. But at the end of the day, you know, whether you believe in these policy agendas or not, what everyone should agree with is that our tax dollars shouldn't be used to support lobbying. And they shouldn't even come close to it. It shouldn't even be a gray area where, yeah, okay, look, you know, the St. Louis County health workers are claiming that they were merely educating, or they are merely, you know, trying to educate the governor or members mm-hmm. of the legislature. But, you know, that's already crossing the line. These are our tax dollars are supposed to be creating jobs. They're supposed to be incentivizing the job creation within the United States. And that was the whole theory behind it. And it can't be used for anything, whether it's direct lobbying, which cause of actions investigation found in at least seven instances, or even in that gray area. We shouldn't even be going there. And yet, this is an administration that has taken so much from our pockets, so much from our paychecks to fund itself. And it's now become too big where, you know, there's too much spending going on that the administration can't account for it. And in addition to that, this is something that's been wasted and abused, and nothing's being done.
And this is, again, something I think people aren't realizing, that this is being funneled through the Affordable Care Act. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, this started as a stimulus program, and now it's a PPACA program. It's going to get, in fact, magnified multiple levels because of the Affordable Care Act.
And like we said, you know, this is looking under the hood. And what do you make of the fact that the Government Accountability Office basically came up with less? In other words, you did the research, as you said, a year investigation, and they didn't come up with as many examples as you did. Are you guys just better being the watchdog group, or what? Or they have so many things they're covering, because you really nailed more in your investigation than they did.
Well, I think what we learned from this is, you know, obviously I want to credit, Cause of Action. We have a great staff who's motivated solely by exposing waste, fraud, and abuse in the government. But what we found is, you read the GAO report. It's a, quote, investigative report. It's about seven pages. It reads like a fifth grader's book report. And ultimately, GAO didn't conduct an investigation. They just said, you know, we're going to look at, you know, any examples that CDC reported to us, and, you know, basically look at, you know, whether they did anything about it. They didn't actually investigate recipients and conduct a full audit of the whole program. They didn't evaluate the effectiveness of the program. They didn't evaluate whether, in fact, the CDC was doing its job. And, you know, as far as cause of action is concerned, the GAO investigation was not an investigation. It was not effective. And I think that now's the key time that the Inspector General's offices and Congress need to really be motivated, because otherwise, you know, it's not just a question of, we have a federal government that ultimately doesn't feel accountable to Congress. And really what we mean by Congress is the American people. I mean, think about in the past how many agency secretaries have come before Congress and just blatantly lied or blatantly misrepresented key facts. They don't care about the American people. And the problem is that unless we become incredibly aggressive at exposing this waste, fraud, and abuse, incredibly aggressive, it's fighting against a bigger government and a harsher regulatory state, the executive branch is, you know, effectively going to become unaccountable. And it's not going to care about what Congress says or Congress does, because Congress effectively is going to be powerless against it. And that is effectively the road to tyranny. And that's where we're going.
Yeah, I agree. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action. I guess the last thing here is, following this up, people are listening to this, and I always say this on the show, call me if you don't know who your senator or congressperson is. You know, start to rattle your own cages in your own area, because this affects all of us. We're taxpayers. You guys file lawsuits, you do media programs like this, and you appear in Forbes and other magazines and business shows all over the place. What else do you do? What else can you do? And what do you do when you're sitting around? I imagine you at Cause of Action kind of, I call it spitballing ideas. Okay, how do we really hold their feet to the fire? What else can we do? What else do you do in that sense?
Well, you know, I think a lot of what we're trying to do is educate through our investigative efforts, hopefully get the attention of members of Congress. You know, cause of action, we don't lobby. We're really just structured to educate. But, you know, these are one of those things where members of Congress really should be animated. And if there are listeners who, you know, want to tell their members, hey, you know, the Affordable Care Act is a unchecked, unaccountable spending spree, and I want it to stop. I want you to look at these things. You know, hopefully some members get motivated. I think the other thing is that ultimately, you know, there are going to be folks who get hired through these programs. And, you know, they're going to be grant auditors or grant officers on, you know, what happens with these federal funds. And if they see misuse of these funds, they should report it, whether they report it to the inspector generals of these agencies, whether they report it to members of Congress, or whether they report it to good government groups like Cause of Action. You know, be vigilant about it. The only way we're going to stop, you know, the unaccountable spending spree and regulatory state is to actually keep our eyes and ears open and fight against it. And we have enough knowledge about it. The real question is, you know, can we come together as Americans and say, this has got to stop?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's about people really being vigilant about it and just taking that little extra step. Because the more you have it, I liken it to, and you know the inner workings of Washington doing what you're doing. It's, somebody told me one time, Dan, that if it's 25 calls to a congressperson's office or a senator, they'll start to pay attention. If you just do a little phone tree, if you have enough people that do emails or sign petitions, that really raises the level of awareness. I think now's the time to do it, as you said, because people are frustrated by what they're seeing out of all these scandals coming out of Washington. The whole time that you've been at Cause of Action, have you ever seen the apex hit a more perfect time than now?
You know, I think now is a very crucial time. We have Congress investigating the IRS and the administration on targeting of political groups. We also have these issues that have percolated with Benghazi and the AP phone records and Fox News phone record scandals, you know, and I think really what now is an apex for what now is the key time for us to think about is we have an administrative state that, keep in mind, all three of these issues, whether you look at the IRS political targeting, whether you look at the AP phone records and the DOJ subpoenas, or you look at the Benghazi issues, these are things that our executive branch was doing prior to the election. Okay. And yet what we really have to think about is if we had a Congress that wasn't able to detect this, if we had an American people that weren't able to get the truth prior to electing another administration of bigger government, then this really is the key time to have a referendum on the growth of executive branch spending and power. And really this comes down to a question of power. And this administration is incredibly powerful, so powerful now that they can subpoena records of the free press. You know, in the free press is really, you know, there's a connection between all of this.
Yeah.
You know, there's a connection between the fact that the press wasn't informed about the full facts of Benghazi. There's a clear connection of the fact that the IRS targeted groups that wanted to engage in social welfare activities. They were prevented by the IRS from engaging in free expression. And then obviously, when the Holder Justice Department went after the AP, they effectively silenced and chilled the ability to engage in free press. And this all relates to, if you want to be a tyrant, if you want to have bigger government and power that goes unchecked, the best way to do that is to silence the opposition. And
yeah,
that's what we see in all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, we got to fly. Thank you. Great stuff. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Well, party and confused. It's cause baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fella's got to hold on you. Losing money.
You're in luck, America. Each and every show I say I'm overwhelmed by the amount of mail that we get. You keep pumping it out to us here on America Tonight, and we're going to head to the mailbag right now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jakey Boy in Austin. Boy, he is a faithful listener, isn't he? I'd love to meet Jake in person, just because he spends so much time emailing. I'm very, very curious. Jake says, Kate, boy, I am so tired of talking about the IRS, but it is the gift that keeps on giving, or the tragedy that shows us what happens when you're not paying attention, something like that. I might have got it all gunked up. I had a long day. I do have to say it was very sad to hear some of the stories from the people who got ripped off by the IRS. A sincere woman with tears in her eyes, I noticed when I was watching C-SPAN for a few moments, and these groups that felt as though they had every right to the tax-exempt status that so many others enjoyed, but they were denied because somebody way up, that's what I think, decided they were going to make the rules and not apply them across the board. What say you, Ms. Delaney? I say that the acting IRS commish, Danny Werfel, is great because he talked the other day about that the conferences were ridiculous. He used a funny word. He said, an unfortunate vestige from a prior era. But I like this guy. He's been in the saddle maybe 14, 15 days, and already he was trying to kick a few people to the curb, even though they resisted. I think he's going to find out who, even if nobody drops a dime on him, I think he's going to find out who ultimately ordered the pressure to be put on the groups that had Patriot or Tea Party in their name. Because somebody came up with those emails, and it wasn't Lois Lerner. She didn't do it on her own out of the Cincinnati office. So who did it? Who said it? Why'd they have that happen? Was it just simply, ooh, geez, we're getting flooded with all these requests now, so make sure you carefully and thoroughly go through them. But that wasn't the case because specifically they targeted those groups. They didn't say all groups that may have some kind of a political bent, and that's the problem. Now, there were a few other groups that weren't conservative that got hit up with crazy questions and questionnaires that just buried them for a long time. But they were slow-walking them, there's no question. So why did they do it? Who ultimately is responsible for that? I want to know. It is a big story. It's a big story because too many people were disenfranchised and got ripped off by their government all the years. See, that's what you think of. All the years, I paid my taxes. I'm an American citizen. I care about this country. And it gets you hacked. It does. It gets you hacked. And it's too bad. You know, life goes along. You feel great. You hear other people whine and complain, oh, the IRS, and they screwed me up, or the government did this, or whatever. But you're okay. You're on your side of the street. You're listening. You're a good friend. But you can't relate. Then it happens to you. I call it blindsiding. Once you are blindsided, then you feel just like your friend, and you're on the same side of the street. So this abuse by the IRS, the victims testifying, really brings it home. It really does. That these are real people. This is a real deal. It's not a us against them. You versus me. It's not that. It's bigger than that, because no American should want to see this happen. And I do believe some Democrats who are really super good people, they don't really want to see it happen, because not to their benefit. How does that benefit anybody who leans a little left? I don't see how it benefits them. Not at all. All right, this one from Bobby B, who says, yo, Kate D, what a wild story about the 100 kids being kicked off the plane for not putting their phones away. Did they not hear the announcement, perhaps? Did they think they were special? Very shocking stuff, in a sense, because I'm surprised they would boot kids off of a flight. Hey, let me flush that out a little bit more. I'm kind of surprised in a way, too. They were high school students. They were traveling from New York to Atlanta, and they got booted off an AirTran flight. The pilot and the crew just lost patience with them. They wouldn't sit down, and they wouldn't put their phones away. It happened early in the morning. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning out of LaGuardia, so New York. And they were seniors from a Jewish school in Brooklyn. So they decided several times, they kept saying, put the phones away, we're going to disembark. Turn off all your cell phone devices and other devices, and they wouldn't do it. So one of the chaperones kicked off the flight, disagreed, and said they overreacted. They blew it out of proportion. It was a mountain out of a molehill. They were nasty. The flight attendants were nasty. 8 chaperones were removed from the flight. Students say they were targeted because they were Jewish, and they say they were treated like terrorists, that they never saw anything like it. And I think if it was a group of non-Jewish kids, non-religious kids, the air stewardesses, they called them, flight attendants, politically correct, wouldn't have dared to kick them off. So the school director says they're still looking into the situation, but it does not appear that the action taken by the flight crew was justified. Lawsuit! I don't know. You got 100 kids on a flight. Acting up? Were they acting up? What does that mean? Were they not turning off the phones, refused to turn off the phones? Like, I would want to know a little bit more about that. Were they hooting and hollering and heckling? Was that going on? So what's the scoop? Just look, Alec Baldwin gets kicked off a flight and he makes millions of dollars off of it because he does Capital One commercials that make fun of it. But these were 100 kids that weren't Alec Baldwin, so We all get hassled about the phones. We know it. But I would want to know what other behavior, what things did they just absolutely refuse or no. If the pilot is saying it was, they were out of control, I just can't imagine that the flight attendants and the pilot are all in cahoots with each other. Let's just gang up on these kids. It just doesn't add up to me. Speaking of being heckled, I did get this notice from Lydia, who says, no matter what your politics are, I don't think it's cool to heckle the First Lady. I guess she had enough of it, and she decided that she was a comedian and she was going to heckle back. She blew her lid, Kate. Are you surprised that that happened? I guess it was pretty bad. Surprise wouldn't be, everybody uses these words, surprise. I wouldn't call it surprise. The first lady, what happened was she was threatening to leave a fundraiser. And what it was there was a protester that started heckling her. It was a lesbian protester. She was interrupted by her. Why that's important is because she threatened to leave the event because the heckling was just crazy. She was speaking to about 200 Democratic Party folks who paid 10 grand to go to this event at a Washington house. So it was a wealthy couple. The protester interrupted with demands that the president issue an executive order forcing federal contractors to stop discriminating against gay and transgender job applicants. That's why the lesbian thing is important, because that's why she was heckling her. And the protest happened about 12 minutes into the speech, so almost right from the beginning. And it was a pro-LGBT person, obviously, who was standing at the front and started shouting. And, you know, what do you do? I don't know. She left the lectern where she was. She moved over to the protester and said that you can listen to me or you can take the mic, but I'm leaving. You all decide. You have one choice. So the crowd started shouting that they wanted her to stay, and they escorted the protester out. She was shouting about being a lesbian looking for federal equality before she died. And it was, the person was definitely an activist for a group called Get Equal. So I think she, you know, losing her cool, I think she did the right thing. It's funny how that was reported, because I don't think that, I mean, what was she going to do? She couldn't keep talking. She was interrupted the entire time. So she did the right thing. I don't know. I would have to be there. That's another one of those. But I don't think that she blew up. I can only imagine what that's like to try to get through that. So I don't think it has anything to do with whether you don't like Mrs. Obama or not. Somebody just ripping into her and going on and on and on and on when all those other people paid all that big money. They were probably furious. Can you imagine if she left? Oh, then do they have to refund the money? Hey, she only got 12 minutes of a speech out. Do I get my $10,000 back? Just food for thought.
It the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.